We're still going through Thus Spake Ramana. We have reached passage number 80. You can never find mind through mind. Pass beyond it in order to find it non-existent. Mind, ego, intellect are all different names for one single inner organism, which in Sanskrit is called the antahkarana. The mind is only the aggregate of thoughts. Thoughts cannot exist but for the ego. So all thoughts are pervaded by ego. Seek wherefrom the ego, the aham, the I, thought, rises, and the other thoughts will disappear. This passage contains the most esoteric and important point of all the teachings. If you understand this, you will realize the self. And if you don't, you won't. It all depends on this passage. Why? Because the consciousness as ego is completely identified with the thoughts produced by the ego. It never stops thinking. But the thoughts pertain not to the self, but to the ego. The ego is a character in the matrix. This is a holographic simulation. It is not the real world. It is a simulation, a simulacrum of a world. And it is the condition of a character that its thoughts are produced by the algorithms that sustain the production of the world itself. In other words, the character has no free will. It is not producing its own thoughts. It is witnessing them. And very often you'll have the experience of realizing your thoughts are incoherent. They're repeating a pattern, and you know better than the thoughts are telling you. And yet, the thoughts will act themselves out. The character will play out its destiny. You have no control over the character. Your job is to awaken from the false identification with the character. But that requires extracting your consciousness from what it tells you is your own mind. And you have to realize that what it is saying is not your own mind telling you this. This is why the psychoanalysts realize the greatest insights of Lacan and Bion and even Klein were that the mind is the mind of the other. What you think of as your own mind is actually the collective consciousness. The mind operates from a principle of mimesis, imitation, and so it is totally influenced by the other minds. But all of those other minds are also influenced by the same force that is sustaining the matrix. So everyone is an Agent Smith from that movie of the Matrix. Everyone who thinks you're Neo is actually Agent Smith. And it is only when you realize that the character you're playing is not you that you can begin to extract your attention from the mind that is convincing you that you got to do this, you got to go there, you've got to run away from this, you've got to achieve this. All of that is false. That's the agent character using its emotional leverage over your consciousness to keep you enslaved to the simulation. If you want freedom, you have to realize that you're not the character, even if it is the character that says in your mind it wants freedom. Because that too is false, because the self is already free. It doesn't exist. It doesn't need to be liberated from the matrix. It doesn't need to do anything because it isn't really here. It pervades what is here, but the self transcends and is always already liberated. There's no one in the matrix to be liberated because they are all just characters of the video game. But for someone to realize that I am a character in a game, I am not real, what is the real self, requires a tremendous amount of detachment from one's what one considers to be one's own mind, one's own body, one's own best interests, all of those things that the mind convinces you you have to do and you have to think. And all of that has only to do with a fictional character that suffers the karma of believing it's a character in the matrix, until the pain of that belief is so bad that one wants to be liberated from one's own character. That it requires such a turn of the screw that you say, I don't want to be me anymore. Until you reach that point and you realize, well, you're not me, you won't have the motivation to split off from the identification and realize the transcendent nature of your being. So, in 81, Ramana goes on, the jnani, the one who has made the extraction of consciousness from the matrix, the jnani sees no one as an ajnani, because once you're awakened, you realize there's no one who isn't awakened. There are no ajnanis and there are no jnanis, because it's not that your character becomes awakened. This is why I warn against the idol worship. Anandamayi is not her body, and Ramana is not that body. It's not bodies that become liberated. It is the consciousness that always is liberated from the matrix, that realizes, awakens to its true nature. But all, as Ramana says, are only jnanis in his sight. In the ignorant state, one superimposes his ignorance on a jnani and mistakes him for a doer. If you think Anandamayi Ma was a woman who was enlightened in the world and gave blessings, that's all that happened in the matrix. But what her teachings were that she was not the body and that she was free of the matrix, as are all of us, because there's only one self. So, but do people worship the teachings? No, they worship the body, the look, the style, the smile, all of that that pertains to the imaginary register within the phenomenal plane. So, ignorant state, one superimposes his ignorance on a jnani and mistakes him for a doer. But in the state of jnana, of self-realization, the jnani, which is not a jnani any longer, Ramana's using that term because he's speaking to ajnanis, but the jnani sees nothing separate from the self. So there are not many jnanis. There might be five pictures on the wall, but there's one self that was realized by all of those. But the self is not the multiplicity of bodies that may realize or be graced with that understanding in their characters in the matrix. So in the state of jnana, the jnani sees nothing separate from the self. The self is all shining, and only pure jnana. The self is not a person, it's an awareness. And it is an awareness that is transcendent of all conceivable beliefs, descriptions, or characterizations. And now Ramana shifts and goes into a, let's say, an analogy. He says, two friends went to sleep side by side. One of them dreamt that both of them had gone on a long journey and had strange experiences. On waking up, he, one of them, recapitulated these experiences and asked his friend if it was not so. And the other one simply ridiculed him, saying it was only his dream and could not affect the other. So it is with the Agyani who superimposes his illusory ideas on others, because there are no others. And it is this realization that there are no others that becomes the plane of inertia between two possible responses. One response is paranoia. Okay, the whole idea of solipsism, that you're in a world that is fake, a simulation, and you're the only one awake, creates a paranoid fantasy. The other approach, the upper death drive, what Jung would call the transcendent function, will bring you to metanoia, which is the zero point. It's true that everyone is a character in the matrix, but so are you, so is the I. And the only realization of the self that has authenticity is that which is completely transcendent, the zero point. And from that point then, as the dreamer of the dream, not even the ordainer, you see. The ordainer is even part of the matrix. It's the operating system of the entirety. So you could say it's the lord of the matrix, but it's still within that phenomenality. It is the control factor. But the self that is beyond it, through that very realization, the grace that changes the ordainer's adjustment of the simulation, creates what are called by the Agyanis within the simulation miracles. And it is that secret that is the ultimate prize of liberation. May you gain the understanding that brings the power of the liberation from the false and deliverance to the real. May you gain the peace and the silence that enables the opening to the inner light that brings the faith, the courage, and the capacity to cut the attachment and identification with the ego mind and all of its proclivities. May you gain the deeper stillness that is able to exit through the portal of pure presence to the beyond of the event horizon of the matrix, to achieve that non-local absolute real that qualifies the consciousness to transform its character within the matrix. And may you establish the attention in that absolute dimension of the Supreme Real, such that liberation is never attenuated by forgetfulness and falling back into the plane of Maya, but becomes eternal, blissful salvation in oneness with God.